Good morning, 7:41 on the mighty 690 as we stroll throughout a Thursday morning. It's time for our monthly chat with Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison, who we have on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing good, James. How are you?
Doing well. Good to have you on here, and I'm glad that we've made it through all the Neowalla festivities and all the Veterans Day festivities, and just gearing up there in Independence. I know you have a parade coming up in a couple Sundays, so always a busy time of year, but we got kind of a little break, maybe.
Yeah, we do get a little bit of a break here. We have, I think it's 5 parades in less than 5 weeks. So we get the hammer put to us pretty good, but it's an opportunity for us to help our community celebrate some of our community members and all the great things that happen in the city of Independence.
Absolutely. It is a very, very important sort of thing to do to help build community here. But hey, speaking of driving in parades and things, we're going to have some winter weather here before we know it. In fact, we have a slight chance of some rain and snow on Monday. So talking a few winter weather driving safety tips, what are a few things that we should know as we head into the winter?
Well, you know, James, it seems kind of strange. It is November. We should be talking about this, but then my heat hasn't been turned on for a few weeks now, so it just seems so shocking. But here it comes any minute now. We're probably going to get body slammed.
Well, yeah, we've got that cold front. It's moving across the state right now, and I'm like, man, we only have a few hours left of the warm weather, and then it's going to really cool off. So enjoy it.
Yes. And hey, when you get done enjoying it, and it does finally get here tomorrow, maybe the next day, and then some inclement weather on Monday, the biggest tip is to slow down, James. And that's not just an inclement weather and poor road conditions. You know, we should all give each other a break. Slow down a little bit. Time is your friend. Even just a little bit of speed loss prior to a collision can really make a difference in the outcome of that collision. And so, obviously on rain, ice, and snow slicked roads, those tires just don't hook up like they do even on dry pavement. And so, you know, all those things act like a really good lubricant and just help that tire slide right along. And that keeps us from stopping and causes us to slide into things, and that causes us to get hurt.
Sure, and you know, especially when we have bad weather. I mean, people see, oh, the speed limit's 55 or 60. Yeah, that's the speed limit. That doesn't mean that you need to drive that fast. You need to gauge those conditions. And heck, depending on the weather, you might be half of that. You might be going 30. That might be the only the safest you can go on a road. So you definitely need to be able to judge that and just, like you said, slow down. Also, I know we're going to have snow plows on the road before we know it, right?
Well, we are, but you made a good point. I want to go back to
James.
When you talk about those road conditions and slowing down, you know, your ability to stop on a wet road is going to, depending on what the surface is, but like a rain-soaked roadway, it takes about 4 times farther to stop than it does on a dry surface. So that's just rain. When you get on ice, it's really slick. You almost don't really change your speed much at all when you start to slow down. So, but yeah, those snow plows are out there. We've all been in close contact with snow plows. It's a pretty scary moment. My advice is just stay away from them. Drive slow, if you don't have to go around them, if you don't have to go head on close to them, just don't. They're just like any other big piece of equipment out there picking up trash or doing any other work in our community. They make wide turns. They stop constantly. They don't stay in their lane. And worse than that, you know, that snowplow driver can't see the lane any better than you can when it's covered in snow. So, you know, they're not going to stay in their lane. They're going to do the best they can to make a safe driving path to the traffic. And we know that, they come in and out of the line of traffic frequently as they hit the high priority areas. They may turn around and take a side street and come back and hit that section again, depending on what's going on. So you just don't know what they're going to do, and you just need to just give them a safe, give them a wide berth, you know, give them safe distance, and give yourself plenty of time to react by slowing down.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that is just something you just steer clear as best you can. I know sometimes that can be a little tough, but yeah, just give them, like you said, a wide berth. The other thing is, you know, people are going to be driving, you know, maybe sometimes people, especially say around Christmas time, if we do have some snow on the ground, some actual inclement weather, people can be traveling those roadways in less than ideal conditions. If you're stalled in wintry weather, what are some of the things you should do? That can be a little bit scary, I know.
It can be. And, you know, the most important thing is to stay with your car so that you don't get struck by other traffic that doesn't see you. You know, get those hazard lights flashing, and then consider investing in some safety equipment that allows your car to be seen even better. You know, there's often the magnetic lights out there. LED lights, the batteries last forever. They're extremely bright. You can get those reflective warning triangles and stuff. And all these things pack down pretty small, so you can find a place to store them in your car. If you do get stuck on the side of the road and it's snowing, maybe you slid off the roadway, just think about, you know, you might want to check that exhaust pipe. Make sure it's not buried in the snowbank or something, because, you know, that can clog up. You pump carbon monoxide into your car, and you don't want that. That's deadly. And another suggestion is just only run your car long enough to stay warm while you're there, because, number one, you don't want that carbon monoxide to build up in the cabin of your vehicle. But the other thought is you don't know how long you're going to be there, and you might want to try to conserve your fuel as long as you can so you can keep warming up the vehicle. And I can remember probably around 2011 or 2012, I think it was 2011, we had a really bad snowstorm that hit this region, and I know there were people stranded on the interstate down in Arkansas for almost overnight. If there's hundreds of people stranded, it's going to be hours, maybe a day, before someone can get to you and get you off that roadway. We just have a limited number of resources out there, so, you know, you really need to think about saving yourself, and by saving yourself, all that means is just giving yourself time until someone can find you and get you to a warm spot.
Sure, yeah, that could be definitely, man, having to go overnight, that would not be ideal, but hey, it's good to be prepared. And speaking of which, we've got some nice weather today before that cold front comes in, so are there any things that we can do to make sure that our cars are ready for the winter weather?
Well, you know, make sure your maintenance is up to date, make sure all the equipment on it is working right, you know, your lights and that kind of thing. and then when that cold air hits, and I know this isn't very fun, but when that cold air hits, give your tire pressure a look, because, you know, that cold air is denser and the tire pressure is going to decrease significantly. And it can decrease enough inside of your tire to make things less than optimal performance. So, you know, you may want to go out there, you may lose 5 or so pounds of pressure in that tire. So go out there, cold air, check your tire, get it inflated to the right, to the manufacturer's requirement there, so that your tire can perform optimally in these less than optimal conditions.
Yeah, and I know some of us, I was just going to say, myself included, on tires, you know, I've been getting by with some pretty bald tires this summer, but I just switched over and got all new tires for this upcoming winter, so that's another thing that people might want to consider.
Yeah, it really is. You know, those tires need to be in serviceable condition, and you need to have enough tread there to shed rain and snow. You know, and there's a lot of things in life you can cheap out on, you know, but you know, I always tell people I spend money on shoes and tires, because, you know, shoes support your back and your ability to move in life, and you don't want to hinder that. And then, but your tires, That's your ultimate connection between yourself and the roadway, and your life is literally riding on those tires and the lives of your loved ones. So even if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your loved ones. Do it for the people around you so you don't slide into them and hurt them. But, you know, invest in yourself. Invest in your safety. You're worth it. Your life has value, and you're worth it, and you're certainly worth it to your loved ones. So never hesitate to keep your tires in good condition.
Well, and another life-saving thing, I mean, we talk about it all the time, but we can't stress it enough, is wear your seatbelt.
You know, that increases your odds of survival in a collision significantly. I mean, it's not even by a little bit. It's a lot. And if you don't have that seatbelt on, your chances of survival just drop off precipitously. And, you know, maybe you're in a car and other people have their seatbelt on and you don't. You're jeopardizing their health and safety as well, because as you ricochet around in that car, you can smack into other people, break their neck or cause a head injury or other severe injury to other people in the car. So, and those other people in the car could be your loved ones, your kids. So, you know, you buckle your child in, but you don't buckle yourself in, you can still hurt your child terribly. I would not want that to be my legacy, and I certainly wouldn't want to have to live in it. And, you know, child safety seats, I wish they were simple, but they're not. And, you know, people need to do a little bit of due diligence, do a little bit of research, read up on the proper way to use that car safety seat in general, but also in the wintertime. If you got your kids bundled up like the kids on Christmas Story, and you've got that car seat loosely strapping them in, you may not be allowing that car seat to keep your child safe. So, you know, maybe it's better to take a few layers off the child and buckle them in where that belt is a little more snug and secure, and then go back and keep them warm with a blanket over the whole show there. So, you know, think about those things, do a little bit of research, and make your own decision on that. But car seats, seat belts, you know, you just really can't afford to operate without them.
Yeah. Now, also, as we get into winter, what are some items that people may want to consider stocking in their cars?
You know, I carry a small kind of collapsible style snow shovel. You might get stuck. You might need to dig a little bit of snow out of your way so you can get loose. You might need to dig down to some gravel or a rough surface so you can get loose so you get your car back on the road. I keep a broom. You know, nothing. You get a big fluffy snow and that broom will clear that car right off. And then, of course, an ice scraper to get that stuff off that the broom can't get off so you can see. And since we're talking about ice scrapers, James, don't be a tank driver. don't scrape out that little four inch by 10 inch tank driver's window there. Just go ahead and spend a little more time and clear your car off. If you get in a car wreck because you were trying to be a tank driver, that's probably going to not go well for you. If you know, in a best case scenario, it's a minor car wreck, nobody's hurt. That little bitty window is going to be documented, and your insurance company is going to find out about that. You might get a ticket for not keeping everything visible. Just go ahead, spend a little bit more time, prepare your morning, plan your morning out, and get that windshield cleaned off. And a lot of times people don't think about their lights on their cars. You know, sometimes the snow can build up on bumpers and other surfaces, and ice and snow can collect on our lights as well. So take a little bit of time with that broom or that ice scraper and carefully clear off those lights so that people around you can see you and see what you're trying to do or planning to do. And then, your mirrors. Take a little bit of time and carefully scrape those mirrors off, because it's hard to drive when you can't see what's going on around you.
Yes, yes.
And it's not safe.
No. Yeah, any other items that we should have?
You know, we, in the police department, we carry these items in our cars. We also carry a little bit of kitty litter, and there's two different kinds of kitty litter out there. I'm not a cat guy. Don't hate me. It's no beef with cats. I just don't own them. But there's two different kinds of kitty litter out there, and do a little bit of research. Get the one that creates friction on the surface of the roadway. I've got a little bitty bag. I think it's like a 5-pound bag in my truck that I keep handy just in case to help me get unstuck. Jumper cables, flashlights, warning devices, like those flares or those reflective markers, all those things are, the LED magnet lights, all those things are fairly economical these days. There's no reason not to save up a little bit of money and spend a little money on your family's safety, your health and well-being are worth the investment. Blankets, sleeping bags, something to keep you warm if you need it. Keep your phone charged and keep a phone charger in your car just in case you get stuck somewhere. You want to have a fresh battery so you can reach out and get some help. And then depending on where you're headed and what your plans are, if you've got a long road trip and you're headed out to more remote areas, you might want to consider keeping some water and food and maybe a day or two of medications with you just in case.
Yeah, we've been talking with Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison, and we've just got a few seconds here as we wrap up. Anything else that you'd like to remind folks as we head into winter weather?
Yeah, you know, keep your gas tank topped off. That way you have as much fuel as you can carry with you anytime, you, just in case something doesn't go well. If you're an electric car owner, keep that dude charged up so that, again, you have some battery to spare when things don't go well. And then pay attention to the travel advisories. If you don't have to get out, just don't get out. If something happens, you're jeopardizing the safety of the first responders as well. And, you know, I think we can all respect each other a little more than that. So let's consider the safety of ourselves and others and just slow down and make good decisions and be safe.
All right, Chief Harrison, really appreciate you coming on this morning and keeping us up to date with all these items here as we head into winter. I mean, it is going to be here before we know it. So really appreciate you coming on here this morning.
Hey, thank you, James, and have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks so much, and look forward to talking with you again next month.